The Homeland Security Department has been finding different ways to use unmanned aircraft. It surveys storm damage and monitors the U.S. borders. But using these intricate machines requires training and development. So the question is, where can you do that safely? Senator John Hovind of North Dakota thinks his state would be perfect. He tells Federal News Radio's Eric White why he's been pushing DHS to utilize North Dakota's already thriving UAS industry.
Unmanned aerial systems can cover a lot of ground. And as you know, we've got a very extensive northern border. It has all different kind of terrain. And so I think it's particularly well suited us to cover some of the vast expanse we have. For example, out of the Grand Forks sector, we have responsibility all the way from the Great Lakes, Lake Superior on the east, all the way out through most of Montana. That's 900 miles of border just in our section. So UAS can be a very effective part of border security.
And are there certain ways that CBP and DHS could utilize them in ways that they're not already doing that you think are that they're sort of not taking full advantage of?
Yeah, I think they could use the fleet we have more extensively. We have both manned and unmanned aircraft that we use to patrol the border. I think we could make greater use of our unmanned, as well as using it both to defend against any kind of UAS coming into our airspace, working with Canada as well.
We're speaking with North Dakota Senator John Hovind. And do you believe that UAS could be more effective than, say, certain in certain areas where it just doesn't make sense that UAS is better than physical barriers or physical, entrapments to keep people out?
Well, obviously, we want both, but you have some terrain that is so rough and difficult that you can't just use a physical barrier, and you've got to use technology and people, and so clearly UAS is a big part of that.
And what makes North Dakota ripe for UAS testing of border security?
Well, at Grand Forks, we really are all things unmanned aerial systems. We not only have Grand Forks Air Force Base, which flies the Global Hawk mission. We have our Guard that flies Predator. We have UND Aerospace Premier School of Aviation in the country. We've got a test site, the Northern Plains Test Site, which was the first UAS test site established in the nation. We have Grand Sky Technology Park on the Grand Forks Air Force Base, where you can fly manned or unmanned, civilian or military aircraft off the same runway. We also are really the first test site in the nation to get what's called beyond visual line of sight approval. So we actually now can fly unmanned aircraft without a chase plane, which is not the case in other areas. And we have special radars, National 11 radars, that we've tied in with the Harris system. So we're plugged in with the military and, again, can not only do the military development but also the civilian development. And we have companies there that are in that technology park, like Northrop Grumman, which, of course, manufactures Global Hawk, and General Atomics, which manufactures Predator and Reaper. And they both have training and R&D facilities there, including training foreign military pilots for their foreign military sales of things like the Predator.
And so you have a big industry there. Without a chase plane, I imagine that means unmanned aerial or unmanned drones flying, and they don't need any sort of plane following behind them to make sure they don't go crazy.
That's it. And so when you're working on research and development, our open skies combined with authorities that other places don't have just make it a natural for UAS development. We not only have beyond line of sight, we also have very high elevations, and we have night flight as well. So, again, we just have capabilities and assets there that I really don't think anyone else has.
Is it eerie kind of seeing a drone not being controlled by a person and only by a robot? I guess I should have asked that beforehand with the chase plane thing. I don't know why I'm so stuck fixated on that. But, the idea of an automated robot kind of just flying up in the sky, I guess, is a little strange to some people still.
Well, you're right to ask that question. It's a very important one, because what we're doing is we're developing unmanned aircraft aviation in the NAS, the National Airspace. And you've got to have sense and avoid to do that, because you're going to have manned and unmanned aircraft up in the same airspace. So this is something we do overseas, but we don't do in our airspace. And that's something we're developing. And that's what I would call the big kahuna that we're developing up in North Dakota, is that concurrent airspace use. And so I think for some people it probably is unusual to see them flying around, but remember, we're used to it. So when we see Global Hawk and Predator and Reaper flying around, we're used to it because we've got them up there doing it. We also have the largest aviation school at the University of North Dakota in the country.
John Hoeven is a Republican senator of North Dakota. So what has been the reception from the agency? You've spoken with CBP and DHS. Who did you talk to, and what kind of feedback did you get?
Well, yeah, it's been really good, not only with Kristen Nielsen, Secretary of DHS, but also Kevin McAleenan, who heads Customs and Border Protection. Both are outstanding individuals. Kevin has been up to Grand Forks to see what we're doing with UAS development and border security, and the the partnerships that we have that really nobody else has between the military, civilian, DHS, as well as state and university. And Secretary Nielsen is also committed to come up and visit us as well. And then we have, you know, we bring people in from all over the world every year for a very big UAS seminar, which might be a great time to have her up to.
So what other precautions do you think that those agencies should be taking when it comes to northern border security? We mostly hear about the issues down at the southern border. I'm sure that sometimes you and your constituents might get a little upset saying, hey, we got our own batch of problems up here with our border security.
Yeah, you know, that's right on, because we have a lot of the same issues, whether it's individuals coming over illegally. And, of course, we have mountains, we have plains, we have lakes, we have everything. And there's a lot of, territory that has to be covered. We don't have a physical barrier, and so we need to have the surveillance and the sensor systems, and that's why, obviously, the unmanned aircraft are a big part of it when you have to cover so many miles of border.
Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, let's talk about one other program that you're working with DHS on trying to staff Border Patrol, working with the University of North Dakota. How much of a role did you have in facilitating that relationship?
Well, we worked with CBP to set it up. It's called the Pathways Program. It's a great program. We have students who are in the School of Aviation. They're learning to be pilots, air traffic controllers, all different types of careers in aviation. And at the same time, they're working for Customs and Border Protection. So CBP has these great young people, and they need employees across the country. CBP needs and so does Border Patrol. They really need people. And so here's a great example where they get really great, capable young people who are studying aviation. And at the same time, the young people are getting paid, which helps them pay for their education.
And one of the emphasis that was that I saw with the Pathways program was trying to recruit pilots. Air Force is having trouble recruiting pilots. Airlines are having trouble finding pilots. What are sort of the state? What's the status of CBP's job market as far as pilots go?
Well, that's it. We are really short of pilots. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. And so we've got to find ways to not only get more young people into aviation training, but it's expensive. And, of course, that's why so many go through the military, because of the cost of training to be a pilot, as well as wanting to serve our country. But, again, we have, the largest school of aviation in the country. And so this is a way to help more people get into that program and pay for it. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a big issue for them. So, again, not only helps the young people with their careers, but helps fill these slots that we need so badly for really all aspects of aviation, but certainly pilots.
That's North Dakota Senator John Hoeven speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.